Ever feel like you're losing yourself in this whirlwind of homeschooling? In this episode, discover Riley's journey from anxious to authentic and learn how she reclaimed her true self and transformed her homeschool life. Today, we're discussing a topic that resonates with many of us, finding your true self amidst this delightful though demanding homeschool mom life. But before we get started, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself three questions. So grab your journal. Am I truly nurturing myself as much as I'm also nurturing my kids? What would it look like if I fully embraced my full, authentic, true self right now, in my life right now? How are my boundaries, or lack thereof, impacting my well-being and my relationships? Hold those thoughts as we explore the story of Riley. She's a composite of homeschool moms I've coached, a homeschool mom who, like many of us, struggled with balancing her kids' needs with her own. She discovered how to live authentically in her homeschool mom life, nurturing herself while nurturing her kids. This episode is packed with lessons we can all learn from. As homeschool moms, we're juggling a myriad of roles and responsibilities and emotions, so much so that we often neglect the most important person in our homeschool, ourself. When we don't take responsibility for nurturing the nurturer in our homeschool family lives, we feel unsupported, unable to be our authentic self, forgetting who and what our authentic selves even are. And we express stress in our relationships. Naturally, our homeschool and our well-being suffer. Today, we're going to tackle the discussion of how to nurture the authentic you in your demanding, though delightful, homeschool mom journey. Welcome back to the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast. I'm Teresa Wiedrich, the certified life coach and homeschool mentor who's passionate about helping homeschool moms shed what's not working so they can stop pushing through and enjoy their homeschool lives again. In this podcast, we tackle the tough questions, share real-life homeschool mom stories, and provide actionable steps to help you align your daily practices with your authentic self. My journey has led me to help moms like Riley, and I'm here to support you become even more authentically you as you do this homeschool mom life too. I've been a homeschool mama just like you for four kids over almost two decades. And for many years, I hadn't even considered this concept, me being me. What did that even mean? I'm me. I'm Teresa, a wife, a mom, a writer, a reader, a gardener. Before I was a mom, I finished nursing school, I worked in obstetrics and pediatrics until my oldest daughter was born. I came from hard, crazy, dysfunctional family stories, as they called it in the 80s. I moved 19 times before I was 20. I knew how to pack a house in an hour and move. I knew how to direct my family of origin in crisis, and I knew how to lay low and be undercover in my new school, new life, with a new name. Fast forward a decade, I met a medical student while I worked as a unit clerk on labor and delivery in my third year of nursing school, and we married 3 weeks after I graduated nursing school. I was dysfunctional in math at the most basic level. I was good at connecting with people. I made people feel heard and seen, and I loved that about nursing, and it's also why I disliked the policy and procedure manual. There were many more things I did, and there are many more ways I could describe myself. Fast forward to mothering a gaggle of girls and a son, then homeschooling them, and who am I? A chauffeur, for sure. A cook, a dishwasher, a launderer, a dictionary, correcting spelling mistakes, a math, science, and history facilitator, a counselor, managing kids' squabbles and challenges, a manager of everyone's feelings while trying to make everyone happy. I'll speak for myself, but I'm still bad at math despite graduating homeschooling, but I'm no longer afraid of it. I'm the wife of a busy emergency physician who shares a love of adventure with me, So we traveled a lot and had wild adventures around the world with our four kids. And I still love to make people feel heard and seen no matter where I go or who I speak to. Even last weekend, when my son and I traveled to Seattle, and I began a conversation with a delightful man who lost his wife just 3 months prior to cancer. They were about to celebrate their 40th year of marriage. I'd later discover he was a well-known prosecutor and judge, and so was his wife. After our ferry trip to Alki Beach, he gave me a hug, thanked me for the therapy session, and my teenage son asked me why I didn't give him my phone number. Ha! Because I don't make it a policy to give my phone number to random men. I know we homeschool moms can lose ourselves in this homeschool mom role when we do all the things for so many years. The problem is that we don't have time to explore who we are until we get to a moment of crisis, and then we don't have a choice. In a moment of crisis, I realized I wasn't allowing myself to be fully present and authentic in my life. I was just doing what everyone else needed me to be doing. I was caretaking to get validation. I was over-attending to everyone else's emotions, hoping their big emotions would flatline so I could feel safe and secure. I am self-described as the past queen of enmeshment. I have been dethroned. Until that crisis moment 20 years ago, I had an inkling that I wasn't fully me and I wasn't fully present, but I had no compelling to do anything about it because it would have required me to break my mask and ruffle a few feathers too. Gratefully, my life shattered with a series of shakeups in my marriage, my understanding of my feminine self inside my faith, and in every subsequent relationship. I was compelled to address the purple elephant in the room: how I was engaging myself, my relationships, and my life. This, dear listener, is a very brief flyover of how I began to move toward the real, authentic, true me. But I'll tell you something. It was very big, and it shifted everything for me, and it was then that I began to get to know myself, at the ripe age of 30. If you're in that crisis moment, know that I get you. And if you kind of identify with this episode thus far, listen on. I believe everyone, homeschool mom or not, are called to a personal growth journey to become more them and live more intentionally from that authentic self. In coaching homeschool moms, I focus on guiding them to embrace their authentic selves and align their homeschool journey too with their true values. By addressing challenges such as setting and maintaining boundaries, overcoming the fear of saying no, and building internal clarity through daily practices, we work together to foster a deeper understanding of needs and motivations. I help homeschool moms explore and heal from past relationship impact, build self-acceptance, and develop resilience against external and internal critical voices. Through this process, you'll learn to prioritize your needs, cultivate genuine connections, and even model these important lessons to your kids. I'm not sure there's a type of coaching that I love more than to see another homeschool mom become more them, to really embrace their authentic self and address their needs. There's no reason you shouldn't have clarity on who you are beyond your homeschool mom role. If you're interested, head over to my website, www.capturingthecharmlife.com, and book a conversation with me today. I shared some of my story, but let's chat about Riley. Riley is a dedicated homeschool mom of five. She loves hanging out with her kids, delights in the learning opportunities they share, and makes the homeschool co-op a really fun place to be. Her story is an example of what many of us face. She tries to balance the needs of her kids with her needs. Almost always, the kids' needs win out. Can I hear an amen? She's incredibly empathic, always anticipating others' needs, yet often second-guesses herself when she makes a decision. She struggles with setting boundaries, fearing she'll disappoint those she cares about. Despite her deep desire to connect with others, she tends to hide her true self as she's worried about being judged or not fitting in, and she wants community. However, Riley is committed to personal growth, and that's why she initially joined me to learn more about coaching. She got really clear about her challenges. She doesn't talk to herself as kindly as she talks to her kids on most days. She puts others' needs ahead of her own and forgets what hers are. She's afraid she'll not give her kids what they need if she doesn't put her kids' needs ahead of her own. She anticipates others' needs, but discovers later that she's incorrect in her assumptions about what other people need, especially her partner. But she consistently spends too much time trying to figure that all out. She also consistently asks others, especially her partner, and the most important people in her life, "Are you okay?" She feels the need to make community wherever she goes. She feels that she can't make interpersonal mistakes because she'll be a shame or a failure. She has two experiences at the same time. One part of her knows she can't be perfect, and the other part knows she's too afraid not to be perfect. She feels anxious about not having a community, so she has a hard time saying no to people that want to spend time with her, even if she doesn't feel seen, heard, or understood. Also, she tends to hotwire relationships. Have you heard this concept of hotwiring? Attempting to connect with others, even when she knows that how she's talking or what she's talking about isn't a reflection of her truest self. Riley doesn't like disappointing others. She's afraid to show others her true self in case they tell her that her true self is too big. She doesn't want to sit still, so she's always on the go because it's uncomfortable sitting still and feeling her feelings. She has an awareness that this is all she's got, so she has to make it work, whatever is comprised in her life presently. When Riley and I met throughout our 12 sessions, she assumed I just showed people how to set up their homeschools, or figure out which curriculum was the right curriculum, or determine how to create a routine that will work for her and her kids, or even that I was just about helping homeschool moms overcome limiting mindsets around home education. It turns out that life coaching is so much more. Initially, I asked Riley a variety of questions to begin our quest for clarity. P.S. You can head over to my show notes to this episode to use these questions as your journal prompts if you like. Can you identify any specific instances where you felt your boundaries were violated or where you struggled to assert yourself? How do your past intimate relationships influence your current behavior and beliefs? What does acceptance mean to you, both from others and yourself? What would it look like for you to truly prioritize your needs and your well-being? How do you define authenticity? And what steps can you take to align more closely with your true self? How do you currently handle critical voices or negative feedback? And what strategies will help you respond in a way that protects your self-esteem? What would it mean for you to feel significant and worthy of attention and care? This is what Riley and I learned about her challenges to live an authentic life. She had past traumas, present anxieties, and a deep desire to be her truest self. She wanted a deeper sense of purpose and direction in her life. She wanted to avoid saying yes out of fear and establish healthy boundaries. Her anxious attachment approach led her to fawn and overly accommodate others to keep those relationships secure. Riley wanted to learn how to accept herself authentically and stop betraying her needs and desires. She wanted to stop hotwiring relationships and figure out whether those relationships truly served her needs. even though she's friends to many. She craves external validation and acceptance because she doesn't feel worthy. Riley wants to be more present in her life and manage her responses to others more intentionally. She wants to stop responding to critical voices inside her head and outside of her head. She wants to get past all of this once and for all and begin to encourage other women too. She wants to learn how to be less hypervigilant and let go of those feelings like she doesn't deserve to be as loved as the other people around her. Early in our coaching program, I helped Riley clarify what she wanted. If she could wave that magic wand, what would she want for her kids and herself? I asked her. Though her goals are likely to be clarified through our coaching program, she established her present intentions by declaring this: I want to speak my truth, I want to accept myself, and that I can even like being with myself. I encouraged her to write those words, to put them on a paper and tuck them into the edge of her mirror so she could read those words to herself every day. Riley's story is not uncommon. If you identify with some elements of the story, know that you're not alone. This is a common conversation point inside the homeschool community and beyond. Many moms feel the tension between wanting to give everything to our kids and that deep need to nurture ourselves. Through our coaching sessions, Riley and I worked on peeling back the layers of her fears, anxieties, expectations she had placed on herself. It was a journey of self-discovery, one that led her to understand the importance of embracing her authentic self, and it affected both her homeschool life and all relationships with others and herself. I was honored to be her gentle accountability partner, her cheerleader, her clarifier, and also her challenger. She was the one, though, that put the strategies into place, experimented with them, learned why they sometimes didn't work, then clarified the process again with me in another coaching session or through email, and then she'd try something new again. I supported her growth, not caused, wasn't the catalyst. The catalyst was her choice to grow. I supported her growth by helping her develop a structured routine that allowed her to process her thoughts and feelings. We explored the root causes of her anxious attachment style through deep listening and self-awareness exercises. By addressing past influences and traumatic moments, she learned to prioritize her needs, build self-worth, and reduce hypervigilance. We also worked on assertiveness training, helping her to set and maintain boundaries without false guilt. I guided her in cultivating healthier relationships based on nonviolent communication techniques and also internal family systems and cognitive behavioral techniques. It helped challenge the way she was thinking and helped to reframe her negative thoughts. She also benefited from mindfulness and communication strategies, which allowed her to stay grounded, present, and interact intentionally with herself and with others. I encouraged her to create an authentic, supportive community, like in the Confident Homeschool Mom Collective, and to learn to internally validate. Finally, I encouraged her writing, providing a supportive environment to share her work in the writer's room and encouraging her authentic voice. In coaching, we engage all these questions and strategies and tools organically over 12 sessions. This approach is not the same for each homeschool mom, because each homeschool mom is as unique as the fingerprints on her hands. And just as I learned to customize my home education approach with each of my kids, I've also learned to customize coaching for each homeschool mom. Every homeschool mom has many stories, many plots through her 30 to 55-year-old years. P.S. If you're 29 or 56, you're also invited to chat with me, but it's pretty difficult to be between 30 and 55. I hold your hard stories. I hear the common stories, the common ones like losing your marbles with your kids, wanting to do right by your kids but not sure you are, wondering if you and your homeschool choices are good enough, Note, I said these are common stories because they really are. You're uncommon if you're not experiencing these things. And I hold the fun, freedom-filled moments in your life too. The ones where we celebrate the beautiful moments happening in your family. The ones where you experience light bulb moments that shift how you're relating to a child or your partner, or moments where you shift in how you view an education that affects your homeschool. Or those perspective shifting moments when everything changed how you feel about yourself. If Riley's story resonates with you, I want to encourage you to take the first step toward living your authentic homeschool life. Start by asking yourself those three questions that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. Am I truly nurturing myself as much as I'm nurturing my kids? What would it look like if I fully embraced my authentic self right now? And how are my boundaries, or lack thereof, impacting my well-being and my relationships? Reflect on your answers and consider what changes you might need to make to honor your authentic you. Remember, you are not alone. If you are ready to dig deeper and make lasting changes, I'd love to help you create an action plan tailored to your unique needs. And thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend who might need encouragement too, and I would most appreciate a review. And if you're ready to explore coaching, book a no-obligation conversation with me through the link in the show notes. And if you're not yet ready, but you'd like to explore some of these thoughts further on your own, head over to the show notes to this episode too and grab the You Be You checklist. Until next time, nurture the nurturer, homeschool mama, because you are the most important person in your homeschool. You got this, girlfriend.